face the Red Sea. O Lord, have mercy on us today and tomorrow. Hear to not, O God, but the God of rain, 'cause the monsoon calls it all for ending one human life. Each time without breaks, without questions, I'm left with no answer to my monsoon blues, blues and blues and blues.
Bienvenue dans cette édition de Happy Hour sur Radio Anguin, IDFM 98, la radio du bien-être en lien avec vous jusqu'à 20h. Et ce soir, j'ai le plaisir d'accueillir Ariane Gray Hubert, une musicienne franco-américaine qui va présenter son nouvel album, The Monsoon Blues. Et à l'instant, vous avez entendu le titre phare de cet album. C'est une aventure musicale qui va de l'Est en Ouest, en passant par des pays magiques avec des langues inventées. Et nous allons poursuivre ce soir cette interview en anglais. Donc si vous voulez plus d'informations, n'hésitez pas à me contacter via notre site web idfm98.fr ou le site de mon invité ariangrayhubert.com. Tonight, I have the amazing pleasure to be sharing the studio with Ariane Gray Hubert, who is a Franco-American musician and composer. She's my guest in Happy Hour tonight. She's going to be presenting her brand new album called The Monsoon Blues. It's an exclusive preview tonight. It's a magical exploration of Eastern and Western musical traditions and storytelling. So think of this tonight as a musical adventure. And what you heard at the opening of this show is the title track, The Monsoon Blues. And I'd like to welcome Ariane very warmly to the studio tonight. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you so much, Olya. Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit more about this piece that we heard, The Monsoon Blues. It's obviously the piece that is going to set the pace of this extraordinary album that takes us all around the world.
True. It's first of all, there is a personal anecdote from my family. Both my grandparents and grandmothers were exceptional navigators on the sea. And through tempests and conquest, they made their destinies abroad on several continents. And I wanted to pay tribute to these navigators in my family, first of all, and the way they conducted their lives between thousands of unpredictable flows of waters and how they made it. That being said, in my album, there are several stories, and it's about not only the monsoon and the flows of waters, I was saying, but also how we are dealing with several issues and how we go along, especially in these troubled times today. So it's a myriad of different stories, or a kaleidoscope of different stories, not only moods, energies as well, rhythms, and different languages.
Exactly. As I said, we're going to take this musical journey together tonight. And as you mentioned, their unpredictable situation, that brings me to the release of your album, which has been delayed on several occasions. It was meant to come out earlier this year in the spring. It is now autumn, and the album is going to be coming out in October. But it has been an extraordinary journey just to make this album, hasn't it?
True. I've been facing many troubles, of course, with the pandemic. Everything was going smoothly. We were about to launch concerts along with the album, and I had several interviews, and then everything collapsed during that spring. And then I had to, of course, be extremely patient, like many others, but also to reconsider and reshape my activity. How will I perform in a time where we cannot perform in live? So in a matter of a few months, I had to deal with the digital new perspectives, so to say, where you are missing terribly the contact with the audience physically.
Yes.
So you have to reinvent yourself in this limitation. And then secondly, how will I put in front of a large audience my album? Obviously through a radio, but not only. And then we have been working differently since the spring. And this is where I'm extremely happy to present to you and to your listeners the album as a pre-launch tonight, followed by other things in October.
Yes, yes. Did this period of COVID lockdown and coming out of lockdown, did it change your perspective on things in a certain way? Did it change you personally in a profound way? A lot of people spoke about this habit being forced to reconsider certain priorities, but I'm not sure if that had some effect on you or if you were emotionally affected by this this crisis that we've been going through?
Very much. First of all, I was separated from my husband and some of my families for many months. So I was alone in Paris while my husband was abroad. So it was a lot of tensions. Then I had to deal with the dramatic situation in Paris for a certain amount of weeks and months. And it was very difficult to bear that kind of I wouldn't say the solitude. As an artist, you are solitary. Mm-hmm. But to bear the constant anxiety mm-hmm. upon death, first of all, and
illness,
and illnesses, mm-hmm. and
the unknown.
And the unknown, mm-hmm. absolutely. And how am I going to continue to lead a life? As I said, it's
As an artist. Having to completely redesign the way that you work.
Absolutely. Mm. So, yes, it has affected me greatly. At the same time, I think I'm also introspective as well. So I took that moment of continuing to create, to write, to take time even more to put things in a different shape for the CD, my novel. I'm writing a novel presently, and a stage performance with a play. So I took the time in, I think, the most positive way, but definitely it has affected mm-hmm. me a lot, like a lot of other people in the
yes.
world.
And you mentioned travel. Obviously, your travel plans were just flattened, and we still don't know where we're going on the travel situation. I just wanted to get you to talk a little bit about your origins, which sort of brings us to the question of travel, because you were born in Paris, but I'm introduced to you as Franco-American. So you have a double culture, perhaps we can say triple culture. But to give our listeners a little bit of a picture of how you began. You were a young child learning piano, because in this first piece we hear piano and voice, you sing, you compose, perhaps you play other instruments as well, I'm not sure.
No, but
what is your little pathway to learning music?
Yes, well, I was blessed to be in a family of great artists. First of all, my mother was American from New York, and she was a great portraitist and painter, and she loved music, so did my father. And it was a tradition to sing a lot, so perhaps it came as
Naturally, exactly.
And I was told that at a very early age I was singing like a rossignol. even before starting to speak. And then I was between Paris and New York for a couple of years. And in New York with my mother and my grandmother, we used to go to Harlem many times, and I used to hear these incredible black singers every Sunday. And for me, there was no difference between hymns in Catholic churches when I was back in France and the gospels in Harlem in New York. So certainly my double culture was very well rooted with mm-hmm. voice, with a kind of spirituality through the songs and the rhythms, the pulse. Mm. And then the triple culture, as you nicely highlighted, of course, came along with India, but we'll talk about it
yes.
later.
Yes.
As I have a very strong Eastern side, which came over the years later
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm. So in these early days in Harlem, well, this brings us very nicely to our next song that we're going to share together from the Monsoon Blues. It's called Adam and Eve. Men, women, struggles in this crazy world we live in.
Yes.
Tell us more. And a bit of a tribute to these Harlem experiences in
true,
a way.
True, and a tribute definitely to women and womanhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you We can feel this attitude towards the rhythms that you were just talking about a minute ago, that it was very important in this album to have different styles, different rhythms.
And it all came also naturally. We will, yeah.
So let's listen to Adam and Eve. You're listening to the Happy Hour show on Radio Anguin with my guest, Ariane Gray-Hubert. Merci d'être à l'écoute de Happy Hour ce soir avec mon invité, Ariane Gray-Hubert. On va écouter cette chanson, Adam and Eve.
But Adam was just a little deaf, so God spoke to him tenderly. Yet Adam did not listen carefully, so God embraced him in his arms. Yet Adam was careless, so God threw him out of paradise. At last Adam woke up shameless, half aware but half guilty, half conscious but half dead. A white gospel for a manly brothel. It's a manly brothel, oh I say, a brothel, watch your words. Hey man, it's a manly brothel, oh I say, a brothel, cause your heart is dark. Like a fool you walk, like a fool you talk, on the road of your silly madness you rule the world. So you say so proudly, but one day you'll finish in a cemetery. Can't you feel, Adam, can't you see? Adam, Eve stands by your side. She's your pillar, she's your savior, but you and your God don't blame her. Half aware, but half guilty, half conscious, but half dead. A white gospel for a manly brothel. It's a manly brothel, oh I say, a brothel, watch your words. Hey man, it's a manly brothel, oh I say, a brothel, cause your heart is dark, brother. Him and never shout him, and cause a woman will throw you out. Can't you feel, Adam, can't you see? Adam, Eve stands by your side. She's your pillar, she's your savior, but you and your God damn blame her. Half aware but half guilty, half conscious but half dead. A white gospel for a man.
So Adam and Eve from the Monsoon Blues, which is an exclusive exclusive presentation tonight of Ariane Gray-Hubert's latest project. Ariane, you throughout your album, you have made observations and collected inspiration from different countries that you've travelled to through, and you've been inspired by so many different things. So we can hear that in the music, we feel it in the rhythms, and we get a sense that you're often measuring on the one hand, there's the beauty, but there's also the melancholy. Like there's the struggle. We heard in the first song about the taxpayer, and there's the nitty gritty of everyday life. But then there's these lovely moments of grace.
That's life.
And you're really life. Summing up this feeling of you know, the darkness and light.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And beauty and ugliness and peace and violence. That's life. And unless we all behave in a different way together, and especially in today's times, we will continue to get in deeper and darker scenarios. So it's a nice depiction of what you are hearing from my different worlds. Mm. But I think in the center, and especially in the next song to the Valley of Kashmir, you will hear what I deeply feel about what is a trance. When you go beyond limitations, when you go beyond difficulties through life, and you get to feel a certain peace, then you switch to another consciousness, And music is one of the powerful ways to get to that other state of consciousness.
Now, this album is very important for other reasons as well, is because you want to attach it to the support of causes that are very important to you. This was one thing that you've in this presentation of your album, you want to maybe get people thinking about causes, you know, beyond just their everyday lives and what they're doing, to think of others.
True.
And you, through your music, you reach out to others.
Yes.
And this particular album is closely related to causes which are close to your heart.
Maybe
you could talk a little bit about that.
The first one is about water. If we don't protect the water everywhere, we are going to die, because without water, we cannot survive. So immediately, the basics is we have to protect our Mother Earth, and we have to see how to protect water and waters. That's the first cause. And I've given many concerts for the cause of water, one with UNESCO, others with international companies, because it's extremely important today. It's even more when you think of children not having enough food and water. How can you think of education? You can't. You need to have the basics first. Then, of course, the cause regarding women. They are the pillars of our times, especially today.
Yes.
Where
yes.
They bring by their compassionate natures and caring attitude towards a lot of things, they bring much more tolerance, positive environment, and a certain amount of peace.
Mm.
So I wanted to highlight that as well, but not going into the feminist part. That is not my concern.
Mm-hmm.
It's to highlight where a woman can give so much to the world and in today times.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's like I'm tackling the listeners in Adam and Eve. Trust a woman. Pray a woman. Come on, guys. Do it. Do it, you know?
Yeah, you're shaking things up a little bit. I mean, you're challenging the status quo there.
I do. And if you don't do that, I don't think people will wake up.
And I think you've been lucky to, as you were mentioning earlier, to grow up in a family where you were encouraged to express yourself as a woman and have a strong woman, female model in your family for your mother.
Yes.
And you're talking about your ancestors, the traveling and encouraging to explore the world, the curiosity.
Yes.
You've been blessed with these inheritance.
True.
Which is something that you now share through your music.
And the sense also of adaptation, because my grandparents adapted tremendously. They shifted from one continent to another. They made their livings and they restarted their whole life from Europe to New York, for example.
Yes.
And beyond. So it is very part of my DNA. There's no doubt.
Mm.
And I think today we have to continue to be modulable, as we would say in the French.
Yes. Flexible.
Flexible, of course.
Adaptable. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And listen more carefully to our environment.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to listen today.
Mm.
We have